Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, die Bundesliga-Podcast. I'm your host Manuel Feed. Hier ist Stefan Biankowski. Stefan, how's it going?
Yes, I'm doing very, very well. Much better than poor Timo Werner, who is now out of the World Cup, which is a real, real shame.
It is just a real shame, yeah.
It's just, we just have to kind of wait and see if Germany can turn things around and if he can get back fighting fit. But yeah, horrible shame, horrible shame.
I mean, I don't know how they would have fitted him into Flick's system anyways. I always joke that Timo Werner is a winger who thinks he's a striker. I think he would be much better off playing as a natural winger. But here we are. We won't have that debate during the World Cup. He's not going to Qatar. And I guess Hansi Flick will have to nominate someone else in that position. I guess it will be just the Bayern guys, Antonio Rüdiger, and whoever is in top form.
I think it's probably a safe bet, yeah. But should we jump into the domestic football?
Yes, let's jump into the domestic football, because we did actually talk about this quite a bit on the show yesterday that is available for subscribers. So if you're not a subscriber and you want to listen to our takes on all of that, well, you have to subscribe. That's that. They're kind of going to pull Elon Musk on you and say, pay the money. all right. So let's go to all the games right after the ads for the guys that do pay us all the money. So right after the break. This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, players news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. That is betonline.ag. Make sure to use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. That's BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V. BetOnline, where the game starts. First up, the Friday game, Stefan. Gladbach against Stuttgart. There's some good games this week, by the way. Before we go into this, there's some really good games, some really interesting matchups, but it starts off right away with Gladbach against Stuttgart. And I think Gladbach is actually going to win this one at home against Stuttgart 3-1. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm more or less along the same lines, to be honest with you. I've actually gone for a 2-1 win. I don't think it's going to be clear cut. You know, we kind of saw Stuttgart at the weekend obviously pick up a win against Augsburg, and they beat Bochum a few weeks before that. So they are kind of turning things around. But I kind of also think that Gladbach have just been a bit unlucky recently with their form. Well, maybe not unlucky is the correct term, because I thought they were quite poor against Union Berlin last weekend. But I still feel like, you know, all things considered, I think they're probably a better team than Stuttgart. They should be able to kind of pull them apart. You know, I think the fact that they lost to Union Berlin and Frankfurt, for example, shouldn't really mask what is a perfectly good mid-table side that know how to pick up points. So yeah, I've gone for 2-1 in that game.
Okay, so up next is this is my big match of the week. Dortmund against Bochum, also known as the Oder Revier Derby. Bochum, and I think I pointed this out when they played Schalke, right? That this used to be, Bochum used to be, or still is. I mean, they are a relatively big team in the Ruhrpott, and I think people that don't understand German geography don't understand how big football is in the Ruhrpott, Germany's former industrial heartland. And I think it's really important to keep in mind how big the rivalries are and how close these cities are. And this is a real, real derby. We're talking about 20 minutes distance by public transport between Dortmund and Bochum. So this is going to be my match because of the rivalry. I think it's going to be a fantastic game too. I think that Bochum, despite their standing, are going to make it a far more difficult to Dortmund than Dortmund would like to. Yet I still think Dortmund are actually going to win it. And I think they're going to win it 3-2.
Yeah, interesting. Had a few comments from subscribers ahead of this who wanted to give their thoughts as well. Sean Marteus, I hope I pronounced his surname correctly, says, I'm looking at this through black and yellow tinted glasses, but I want to see how BVB does against Bochum. I would like to see if we slip up in an easy game / banana peel, or if Dortmund is able to put them to the sword. And Scott Foltz also says, I'll be plugged into Dortmund as always before talking about another couple of games which we'll bring up. So yeah, I think a lot of Dortmund fans will be kind of intrigued to see if, you know, after some impressive stuff at the weekend, during midweek rather, in the Champions League, well, maybe not during, maybe not the result itself, obviously, but just simply getting through the group stages is an impressive feat. I'm kind of inclined to say that this will actually be quite clear sailing for Dortmund, to be honest with you. You know, we talked about this in the main show. I wasn't really impressed with them against Frankfurt, and you know they were terrible against Union Berlin in recent games. But they have kind of, they do seem to kind of sometimes just kind of blow teams out of the water like this, especially teams at the bottom half of the table. I'm looking at that 5-0 win over Stuttgart a few weeks ago. So I'm kind of inclined to say something like that's more likely to happen. So I've gone for a 2-0 win for Dortmund in this game to really kind of suggest that. You know, I think it's probably going to be a comfortable win for them.
Interesting. You know who is going to have a comfortable win, I think, on the weekend? That's going to be Wolfsburg, the team that you featured in your Substack this week, in your excellent Substack. Always excellent. They're playing Mainz. Mainz against Wolfsburg. And I went for a 3-1 Wolfsburg win here. And this is, of course, in Mainz, which means I go against the grain, because Mainz usually win at home.
They usually do, but they've actually been quite poor at home this season, if I'm not mistaken. They're actually bottom four points.
Which is why I feel confident about my bet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I kind of, the piece I kind of did on Wolfsburg this season or this week was kind of looking at how they have kind of made a big tactical shift and how that's kind of allowed Niko Kovac's side to start scoring a lot of goals. I think there's only maybe two teams above them. I think only Bayern and Leipzig have scored more goals in the last five games, and only Bayern, Augsburg and RB Leipzig have picked up more points. So I think, you know, I think this is the game, obviously, that Wolfsburg are obviously going to score goals in. I don't think Mainz are really at it right now. So by no means I think it's going to be a clear-cut match. I've gone for a 2-1 win in this game for Wolfsburg just because... I'm kind of leaning towards them, but I think it's going to be a really tight game.
Yeah, interesting. Wolfsburg is sort of an under-the-radar team. I know you featured them and all that, but they quietly gone from total crisis mode to where Niko Kovac was on the verge of being fired to a very stable Bundesliga side that could be actually the team that we both thought could sniff at the top four. So, yeah, one to watch for sure. Next up, Hoffenheim against Leipzig. And I went for a 2-1 win for Leipzig here. I know this is going to be difficult. Marco Rose is going to have to make some adjustments with Timo Werner being out. Having said that, this is why I didn't go for a higher win. I thought that they would win by more, to be honest with you. But then I saw the Werner news. But they still should have enough quality in the attack to beat Hoffenheim, I think.
Yeah, we had a few listener comments actually reach out to us about this game. A few people are really looking forward to this one. Greg Weisemann says, sad to hear about Timo Werner injury, but Hoffenheim versus Leipzig and then the great games on Sunday should be interesting to see what the table will look like after this weekend. Yeah. We also had Scott Fultz. He said this is his main game that he's looking forward to. Cool feature for some interactions, but this is him talking about the Substack app. He says, hello from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, I'm assuming, or Massachusetts, maybe? I'm not so sure. Tear up my US...
That's Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, there we go.
Yes.
Yeah, because he says Grand Rapids, MI, so I had to guess on the spot there.
Oh, yeah, this is my AHL hockey skills coming to turn. The Grand Rapids Griffins.
Yeah.
Famous AHL team.
Anyway, he says, Hoffenheim versus Leipzig seems like the highest rated pairing this weekend. But he says it'd be plugged into Dortmund as always as well. Matthew Starr says, Hoffenheim versus Leipzig. Leipzig haven't played anyone in the top half of the table in weeks. And they were not great against Hertha or Augsburg. Hoffenheim are talented again this season, but just seems a level below when facing top teams. So I think quite a lot of people expect this to be quite a tough match. And I'm actually quite inclined to agree with them, to be honest with you. Hoffenheim, despite Leipzig's good turnaround in form, their record on the road's still been quite bumpy. I think in October, they failed to win both their away games, two draws. And although they're probably quite well set up to deal with Timo Werner's injury in the short term, I still think he's obviously been a very good player. Even when he hasn't started, he's also proved to be quite a useful impact sub. So I've actually gone for a 1-1 draw in this game, just because I think Hoffenheim can be a nuisance in games. The wind's come out their sails in recent weeks. And they could only muster a draw against a pretty lowly Cologne side last weekend. But I think they'll probably frustrate Leipzig in this match.
Interesting. Yeah, I can agree. I couldn't agree more. I think they will too. I just think that Leipzig will find a way to win. I think ultimately our two predictions are quite close. Up next is Augsburg against Frankfurt. Augsburg in the news today because obviously Pepe's agent has told Fabrizio Romano that Pepe wants to leave Augsburg at the end of the year.
Who could have predicted this? Who could have predicted this?
I mean, I can't wait for Augsburg's reaction to this news. I'm not doubting Fabrizio Romano at all, by the way. We can just report what we've been told. So this is not a dig from me at him. I just know where this is coming from. Having followed the Ricardo Pepi story for some time now and followed it closely and know how news about Ricardo Pepi get leaked, we all know where this is coming from. I guess this is a debate for the future. I don't see anyone paying 18 million plus for this guy, and that's what's going to take for Augsburg to consider this. It's not going to take much for Frankfurt to win this game. Because if they are going to play like they did against Sporting and against Dortmund, they're going to absolutely smash Augsburg and have them down as a 3-0 win.
I'm kind of... I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm on the fence with a lot of these games this weekend, which just goes to show how exciting it should be. There's a lot of good... matchups, that's the word I'm looking for. Do you know, I was really close to putting this down as a draw because I just kind of feel like this is the perfect game for Frankfurt just to kind of stumble through after, you know, making history in midweek and obviously that performance against Dortmund, even though they lost the game, I thought their performance was excellent. Obviously Augsburg are not going to throw everything at them, so they potentially a team that they might struggle against, but still kind of have to go for Frankfurt winning this game just because the players are on such high confidence. They've got so much attacking talent. You done a great newsletter on, you know, not just Kouane, but a number of the players in that team who are doing so well this week. So I've got it for a 2-1 win for this game, but I would not be surprised if Augsburg actually took a point from this game because it'd just be typical of Frankfurt.
I just kind of feel Augsburg playing to Frankfurt's hands tactically.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I still feel like Frankfurt are a little bit like Union Berlin, where when they come up against bottom half teams, they struggle when, you know, teams don't throw everything at them, shall I say. So, I don't know. It's maybe going to be a game for the purists, but we'll just kind of have to wait and see, I suppose.
I wonder if this next game is going to be for the purists. That's Hertha against Bayern. And drum roll, I actually had a prediction and then went back and changed it, which is probably means that my first prediction will be the one that comes true. I initially went for a very high Bayern Munich win. And then I thought about it. And I remember that Bayern have had times in Berlin where they've actually quite struggled. So I went for a 2-2 draw in the end. I'm going to probably regret this. But I think Bayern might drop points here.
That's really interesting. It's a game that quite a few people have picked up on, actually, and are really interested in watching. It's really interesting how we've kind of got this dynamic of two Berlin teams up against, you know, two traditionally big clubs. It could end up being two very tight matches. You know, we had one listener, actually, NK, say Bayern Hertha, to see, he's looking forward to that game, to see if Bayern can keep up their good run going, take first spot. And I think a lot of people will be watching this game with an intention of obviously watching the game on Sunday. And, you know, obviously, and that's the great thing about it, because Union have been so good, it's now kind of set up this kind of title race. Having said that, and taking into account that Hertha have been quite good recently, I'm still not inclined to suggest that they're quite ready to kind of challenge Bayern. You know, they obviously lost points to Werder Bremen last weekend, and I just feel like Bayern Munich are in a really good run of form right now. It's possibly coming at the exact worst time for them, just because there's only, what, 3 or 4 games left before we go to the World Cup. So maybe Julian Nagelsmann would have preferred if this happened like 6 or 7 weeks ago, but things just seem to be on a roll for them right now. Chubomoting can't stop scoring. You know, Sadio Mane's getting on with things. And yeah, I just kind of feel like it's going to be a pretty comfortable win, to be honest with you. So I'm going for a 3-1 win for Bayern Munich.
Yeah, so you went with the result that I initially had down. Let's see what comes true.
Yeah, exactly. You should have stuck with it. You should have stuck with it.
Oh, this is when you go back on a test, on a multiple choice test, and you're like between two, and you go back and change it. You just know that the first one is right. But so be it. It's now recorded. Nothing I can do now. Let's go to Werder against Schalke, and I think Werder are going to win this game 2-1.
Yeah.
And Füllkrug is going to score just in time for the whole striker debate in Germany.
Yeah, well, be the perfect time for him, I suppose. I'm kind of inclined to agree with you, to be honest with you. We had Greg Weisermann say that he's looking forward to this game as well. And I think it's going to be a really interesting match as well, to be honest with you. Schalke haven't really managed to turn things around just yet. When I did look at that fixture list, I thought that's the kind of game that Werder Bremen should be using to get back on form. I know they picked up, obviously, a win against Hertha Berlin, but yeah. It was a kind of tight 1-0 win against a decent Hertha side, to be fair. But we want to see Bremen scoring goals. We want to see this gung-ho football. I kind of want to see this kind of ruckus, chaotic mayhem that we saw at the start of the season. And I think this game's a perfect game for them to kind of exercise some demons and just kind of really go for it. Yeah, as a result, I think they're going to win 2-0, pick up all 3 points. I think it's going to be a pretty easy result for them as Schalke continue to just lament at the bottom of that table. But I think, fortunately for them, I don't really see any of the clubs around them picking up points. So, yeah, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. So the next one, and before we go to this, I want to point out that, of course, Get German Football News always gives us shout-outs. We do this podcast in association with them. So check them out on Twitter. Check out their homepage. And they're also always very kind, tweeting out our matches of the week before they happen, right? And our predictions to them. And this one is your match of the week, Leverkusen against Union Berlin. What do you think, Stefan?
Yeah, so we had... This was overwhelmingly... the result or the fixture that our subscribers were looking forward to. Jason says, hello from Charlotte, NC. What's NC?
North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. He says, hello, Leverkusen versus Union Berlin for me. Much love. Michael Schaffer says, Leverkusen versus Union as well. Jason Cunnington says, Union at Leverkusen for sure. Assuming Bayern win on Saturday, can Union keep up their good form? Leverkusen are desperate of a win as well. We had, who else is in here? God, there's so many. Kyle Pennell says, I'm definitely looking forward to Leverkusen versus Union from a neutral's perspective, but I'm also intrigued by Cologne Freiburg, which we'll touch on in a minute, obviously. Who else? Robert Cervantes, I think.
He's a great guy. I've met him.
Hope I pronounced his name right.
Robert. Nice to hear from you.
He says, for me, it's Leverkusen versus Union. Playing on a Sunday, if Bayern win on Saturday, we'll put some pressure on Union. 3 points will be massive here. Curious to see how Xabi Alonso does here with the lads. And John says, Bayer Leverkusen, like everyone else. So that seems to be the overwhelming game. And I kind of agree with them, to be honest with you. It's great. Yeah. We usually kind of moan and groan about how the kind of fixture list kind of work here. In the Bundesliga, because unlike a lot of leagues, they don't often move the Champions League teams to a Sunday more often than not. So, Dortmund, Bayern, Frankfurt, they're all playing on Saturday, and obviously they've moved the Europa League teams to the Sunday, and it's now kind of means that Union go in on Sunday with potentially, I assume, Bayern kind of breathing down their neck. It's also probably worth touching on here that we did kind of do a bit of a deep dive on Bayer Leverkusen on the bonus show, just kind of talking about what we think they're going to end up doing between now and the January transfer window. And, you know, watching this Leverkusen team right now, I'm really inclined to say that Xabi Alonso's kind of all out of ideas already. You know, I was kind of skeptical when they swapped head coaches that was a problem in the first place, feeling a little vindicated about it. 10 games now since then, things haven't really turned around. And I actually think worst thing of all for Leverkusen is that the only thing that they kind of have in their arsenal right now is these kind of attacking players. And I also kind of feel like this is going to fly straight into Union Berlin's trap, to be honest with you. Union Berlin are probably at their most comfortable when they have teams attacking them, and teams that just seem to throw caution to the wind, seem to struggle defending, seem to be well out of confidence, way low in confidence rather, which is exactly what this Leverkusen team are right now. So, you know, I know it's a high profile game. I know Union technically might be feeling the kind of pressure if Bayern win and Dortmund win, but I kind of feel like Leverkusen are the perfect team for them to play right now. So I've gone for a 2-0 win for Urs Fischer's side.
I went for a 2-1. For Union Berlin, for the exact same reasons. I don't need to add anything to it. I think this is a perfect Union Berlin game. Leverkusen are going to do everything that Union Berlin wants the opponent to do. And this is why they're going to win this. I think we couldn't agree more on this. And I think also to note, I will see Leverkusen at St. Louis. So if you haven't heard that yet, we're going to try to do something in St. Louis with this podcast. And there's a Borussia Dortmund podcast in St. Louis as well. And we're trying to figure out to get a Bundesliga show, maybe even with some live questions and so on going. So if you're interested in that, let us know. That leaves us with just one game, Stefan, and that's Freiburg against Köln. And Freiburg are probably loving the fact that everyone is paying attention to Union Berlin, because that means they can happily hang out in the top four as long as they want, sort of sniff around first place. And when everything is said and done, I think they're going to beat Köln and they're going to win 3-1.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, take this with the huge asterisk next to the fact that we're recording this before Freiburg's game on Thursday. So, you know, if half their team get injured, then feel free to ignore this. But I kind of feel like this is going to be another comfortable game for Freiburg. They haven't been great at home this season. They've picked up 3 wins, 1 draw, 1 defeat, you know. So, but I think what's probably more important here is that Cologne are just kind of all over the place at the moment. I think, you know, they're kind of stuck in mid-table. They don't seem to really be going anywhere. And in contrast, I actually think Freiburg have been in a really good run of form. In the form table, they're actually third, only behind Bayern and Leverkusen. Bayern and Leipzig. I actually think this would be a pretty straightforward match for the final game on Sunday. And if I'm not mistaken, it could potentially see Freiburg move into second place if Bayern do get held up by Hertha, which would be quite something. Great to see Christian Streich's team doing so well. And it's just really encouraging, actually. You look at the top of the table, you've got Union, Bayern, Freiburg, Dortmund, Frankfurt. You know, that's five really nice big German clubs who all kind of know what they're doing. They all do it the right way, blah, blah, blah. So long may it continue. So yeah, 2-0 win for Freiburg for me in this one.
Yeah, there you go. That's all our predictions. As I said earlier, this show is brought to you in association with Get German Football News. Please give them a visit. Thank you to them for always giving us the shout outs. You can read the predictions as well. Again, a little blurbs from each of us as well. So check that out. This podcast is also brought to you by Bet Online, our advertising partner. And anything that you want to add before we wrap this up, Stefan?
No, not really. Just obviously, if you're not a subscriber, please give us a look and see if there's anything you might be interested in on the website. And if not, the very least you can do is jump on YouTube, search for the Gegenpressing podcast and hit subscribe on that, because that would also do us a big favor as well.
You can see all our takes there.
Exactly.
Some of them are even smart.
You can watch our lovely faces as well, which, you know, we should really be charging for that, to be honest. We should be charging subscribers just for the sheer joy of looking at our faces.
Yeah. If Elon Musk can charge for a blue tick, we can charge for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's my second Elon Musk joke on this podcast, which means I'm probably cut off now. Enjoy the match day. I think it's going to be a good one. And we'll be back next week. I guess we'll still have to figure out our schedule for next week because it's an englische Woche with midweek games. So you will get two preview shows. You're probably just going to get a preview show and a preview show and a paywall show. That's probably the easiest way to do it. So keep an eye out for those. And until then, auf Wiedersehen.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big.